Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
That's Fresh Air this afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on listener-supported 90.5 FM, WCBE Columbus. We're live in Studio A with Megan Palmer and Larry Cook today. Hi, guys.
Hi, Maggie.
So great to see you again.
Good to see you.
It's been a little while and moved to Brooklyn not too long ago, right?
You're yes.
Set up shop there now.
Been living in Brooklyn, spending most of my time there, but then also on the Ohio shuttle back to Columbus.
Well, it's great to see you. Great to have you back here. And she'll have her CD release show. It's going to be during the happy hour. Block 6 to 9-ish, and then you'll perform with the Spike Drivers tonight at 10, right?
Yeah, busy night.
Busy night. And her new CD is called Old 33. We'll talk a little bit about that. Maybe she's going to play one from that CD right now.
Yeah, this is called Uncertainty.
Can't ignore you.
Very nice. Megan Palmer, and joining her in studio A today, live, Larry Cook. Uncertainty. It's off her brand new one called Old 33, and her CD release show is tonight at the Rumba Cafe. Things get started right around 6 o'clock, and Larry Cook, one hopeful. All the others going to be there tonight with us, with you, and hopefully I'll be there too.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's quite a celebration. It's, you know, all the Columbus All-Stars. Jeff Kayampa, Jimmy Casto, John Bursler might show up.
Good.
Todd Hamrick has been playing with us too, Jen Miller. So it's cool. We've been working on this for about 3 years. So.
3 years. Has it been that long since the last one?
Yeah. Well, we actually started this one before the last one.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, I can't be. I know time flies, but
it's been about 3 years. So it's been exciting.
So how long have you been in Brooklyn now? I know you've been spending a lot of time there.
Well,
but
I first went there in 2008 and lived there for a few months, loved it. And then last year, like early last winter in 2009, I moved out there.
Officially.
And, you know, I still end up in Columbus.
So. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Can't stay away too long. And you're still doing the nursing, too. So mm-hmm. that kind of helps out with the bills in New York.
I've been doing nursing in Manhattan. That's been exciting. And eye-opening.
I bet you see some crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Megan Palmer, she's live from Studio A today. We're glad to have her back. And recorded here in Columbus or in Brooklyn or both?
Everything was done in Columbus, all at Jeff Kayampa's studio. He calls it Studio Orange in Clintonville. And we did it all there, mixed it there, everything. So,
and I'm sure it's going to be available tonight at the show.
Yes, it is.
6 o'clock is things get started right around six, probably, right? And a couple sets.
We'll do two big sets. You know, start a little after 6 o'clock and go up till 9 o'clock.
Now, did you play with the Spike Drivers? Did you get in town last night?
I played last night at Capitol Square. That was a lot of fun.
And then again tonight at 10 o'clock after her CD release celebration. It's Old 33 on the back here. Is that Dix?
Yes, it is.
I was thinking, it's like, oh, very I wonder good. What board.
Ding, 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 ding.
I wonder what bar. Kind of like, I was like, I wonder where that is in New York. You know, have I been there? I haven't been to New York that many times. And I was like, wait, that looks familiar.
Took up Dix Den for like an entire day. we did that photo shoot. It was hilarious. you know, we had lights in there, and then around 3 o'clock, everyone came in, and they were like, they couldn't sit in their chair. It was kind of funny. It's like, I swear we'll be done soon.
Oh, it's great. It's great. You know, we're talking about the back of her new CD called Old 33. You can see it when you pick one up tonight at the show. And we'll chat a little bit more after this next one.
Cool. We're going to play. Want to play Hoosie? Yeah. All right. This song is called Hoosie.
Yeah.
from Studio A, Megan Palmer and Larry Cook today. And Hoozy, it's off the new one called Old 33. And the CD release show is tonight at the Rumba at 6 o'clock. And then Megan will play with the Spike Drivers at 10 o'clock. How about we do a ticket giveaway for both shows? Can we do that?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Call in number 5 at 8219-223 is the number. You've also recently, with another friend in Brooklyn, put out a CD, right?
Yes. My friend Jason Crosby, he's from Manhattan, and we've been working together as a duo.
Okay.
And he's done a whole bunch of stuff. He used to play with Susan Tedeschi. He was in Robert Randolph and the Family Band. And,
nice.
Blind Boys of Alabama, all these guys, you know. He's getting called all the time. He's been playing with Leo from the Meters. He's all over the place. But he took some time to write some songs with me, and we've been doing a lot of duo performing out in Manhattan.
Very cool.
I brought him back here in May, actually, and he sat in with Spike Driver and just played keyboards.
Sweet.
He plays violin. He's like, I think we were like detached at birth. We're like kind of like Siamese twins. We play all the same instruments, and it's pretty cool.
Now, did you meet at a local little pub or where?
We were introduced through a mutual friend of ours. Uh-huh. Just because we both played violin, she was like, "Oh, hey, you know, why don't you guys meet each other?" And then I was like, "We should play together." And then it turns out we were both writing a lot of tunes and kind of developing our songwriting. So it's been pretty cool to work with him.
Very nice. So, and speaking of the violin, we're Megan on guitar today, but what I know you play violin and keys as
mm-hmm.
well. And
yeah, yeah.
What was guitar your first or violin?
Piano was my first.
Well, process of elimination there, I guess.
Yeah, I grew up, my grandfather was a piano player and a banjo player, and we used to play together. And then he gave me his dad's violin. He was like, "I can't play this. Maybe you can." So he gave me this violin. It had his dad's initials carved in it, 1906.
Oh, cool.
It was kind of neat. And so I started violin and kind of worked my way up through that. And then started writing songs and realized the guitar was a little bit easier to write songs on and easier to carry around. So.
Yeah, yeah. So your father, you know, I guess kind of a musical family. I know one of your sisters plays violin as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And how many sisters do you have? Am I allowed to ask?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get too personal
No,
here.
There's four girls in our family, so it's, yeah, we all grew up playing string instruments, two violins and two cellos.
Okay.
So, yeah, we were all...
Family jams?
Yeah. I mean, my mom was really patient about all that practicing, too. Sometimes it didn't sound so good.
We're tuning!
She took my violin away once. She was like, "You're going to throw it at the wall. you need to stop."
Well, we're so happy to have you back, and it sounds great. I've heard you play the violin, so I don't know what your mother was talking about.
Well, it was in the early days.
Well, thanks, guys, for being here. It's always fun to hang out.
Good to see you, Maggie.
Congratulations on this new one.
Thank you very much.
Old 33. You are welcome. Megan Palmer's new one, Old 33, and the CD release show is tonight at the Rumba. And we got that winner over there, Mike. All right. And she'll play at 6 with the Hopefuls and then tonight at 10 o'clock with the Spike Drivers.
Yes.
So thanks again. What's this last one you're going to do?
This is the last track on Old 33. It's called See You Again.
Seem to think you knew me. Dollar.